כן, הכנס לפנינו.
Yes, we have the Congress ahead of us, and it is very important for us to have some new discernments in it. How necessary is the connection between us for us, and we're going to study this now for these excerpts that the friends have prepared for us, that only through connection between us do we reach a state where the upper light can be revealed, that is, where we can reach the revelation of the Creator, the revelation of the upper system, and this is what we are expecting that will happen in the Congress, in the connection between us. It's not that we cannot reach it outside of the Congress, but the framework of the Congress nevertheless means that we connect together, we're more pressed together, we care for each other, we make sure that we're all connected to the same system, and then in such a way
today
we can finally reach what we want. The purpose of our corrections, which is until the Creator will be revealed in us and will rejoice from us. So let's try to go over all of these excerpts, and let's try to keep all of these verses. And let's not be disappointed if once again it disappears and once again we feel as though it is new, as it says, and they shall new be as new in your eyes. Each and every person, each and every day, one has to start from anew, and it seems to him as though everything he did yesterday has disappeared, and today, well, because it is truly new. New discernments, the society seems to him as new, it's all new. And this is how we need to accept it each and every day. It should be a new day, new discernments, new Veshimot records from the shattering, and accordingly, we need to, as it says, get up in the morning with a new song in your heart. This is how it is for us right now. So, let's renew once again within us that feeling of what does it mean, a Congress? What is the connection? What is the connection we have to have each and every morning, that is, each and every day when we gather? In the lessons and outside of the lessons, how does our gathering influence the correction of the general vessel, our general soul, that for the time being is broken? So, please, sir.
Excerpt number one. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah to be among us.
Question? Let's hear it. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. What does it mean to follow the spirit of bestowal upon the Creator?
We need to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. Why? First of all, because this is the purpose of creation, to reach adhesion with the Creator. The Creator wants to cause the created beings a benefit. The greatest and really the only benefit that exists in reality, which is to bring them, the created beings, to his degree, to his state. And his state is absolute bestowal. And this is why we need to try to start taking a few steps towards that. He created us, and he broke the connection between us, but in the breaking of the connection between us, we have Rishimot, records for the good, correct state, the complete connection, that is, we have in us already records from our whole half that each one of us and all of us together have to traverse from here until the end of correction. We just have to awaken these records and to try to actualize them. That is, the Creator does it, but according to our deficiency. What all in all we need between us to find is deficiencies for corrections. The Creator performs the corrections. The deficiencies for corrections, we can discover them out of lack of connection between us. And here, the Creator is also revealing to us all of the conditions that we don't want to connect on the one hand. On the other hand, if we want to achieve the goal, we have to connect, and only in that is where we stand. If a person focuses his entire life, the essence of his life, the reason for which he is alive, well, he needs to be with a family, he needs to be at work, he has to live and take care of his health and all of these things. That is true. But what is all of this for? So that he gradually understands that he has to be connected to everyone, truly in a single desire, and this collective desire which they put together between them is called the Shekhinah, or the desire in which the upper force, the Creator, will be revealed. And if one tries to build the Shekhinah, to put together its parts, in each and every one of us there is a part, then he gets closer to a state where he gets help. He is in an inclination, a disposition from below to gather, to assemble the broken pieces, and this is by connecting with the friends. Each time, more and more and more, they feel that in their tens, that it's not a matter of physical connection, but rather internal connection, connection in their desires, in their passions, in their intentions. And then they shift from egoistic desires to desires of the upper world, of bestowal, of love, of connection. This way, they feel accordingly how the upper force is helping them to connect, and to the extent that they want more internal connection, to that extent, they feel that the Creator is with them. And that way, gradually, from the deficiencies, they reach a connection with the Creator. How does this connection condition come? Rav, you say that through the connections between us comes the stage of connection with the Creator. How is that? This is if we truly try to read what was written by the Kabbalists, and we try each and every day to see these texts as new, and we reach a state where we want to actualize it. We want to actualize it. And it happens. It's simply more and more, a few days, a few.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What can we add to our annulment?
To annulment? Nothing besides the annulment towards the friends.
Yeah, but what can we add other than the annulment? What can we add from ourselves?
There is no more. There is no more annulment towards the friends, towards our teachers, Rabash and Bala Sulam, towards all of the laws that they are telling us about, upon which stands the wisdom of Kabbalah, that is the system of the upper world, of bestowal and love, emerging out of oneself towards the others. This is what we need. And besides that, nothing. Beersheba.
Rav, Boker Tov.
Morning, Rav. Shechina, for the Shechina to dwell between us. What does it mean to dwell?
We are parts of the shattering, from the shattering of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the field in which the Creator dresses, in which He is revealed. So we need to be connected, even though we are all egoists and we reject each other. We need to find ourselves as connected, and that in the connection between us, we reach such a power, such a character of connection that the Creator can be revealed specifically because we have a natural rejection, repulsion from each other, and above it, we have a disposition towards mutual connection with each other. In the gap between the rejection and the connection, the more we try, we want, we ask the Creator to help us to be connected, even though we reject each other, we even reach a state where we hate each other. So in that gap between the present state and the desirable state, this is considered to be the power, the intensity of the connection, all in all. So, accordingly, we reach the revelation of the Creator. All in all, we reach some kind of power, intensity of the force of bestowal between us, that also rises above the force of reception between us, so that the Creator begins to be revealed. And when He begins to be revealed, then we realize more and more how we should increase that force of mutual bestowal upon the force of mutual rejection, which is also revealed, in order to help us to develop the force of mutual bestowal. And that way, we advance.
And how to regulate the rejection, repulsion that arises between us.
We don't want to, we don't have to awaken the rejection between us. It will come to the extent that we want to get closer between us. About the rejection, the negative, our ego, we don't have to worry about that. The Creator takes care of that. He says, I created the evil inclination. And from now until the end of correction, he's constantly concerned that he will have an ego so that we can work above our rejections, that love will cover all crimes. And this is how we reach correction.
So we have only one vessel to make room for the Shekhinah, for the friend, and that's it. Don't worry about that.
Yes, we only need to be concerned with that. That's right. Florida.
Да, спасибо большое. Мы сейчас в последнее время стараемся выстраивать правильные.
Thank you. Lately, we're trying to build the right intention, the right prayer in the ten. Will it help us?
Well, of course, only that will help us. Only the correct relations, the correct connections between us will help us to build, help us to build what we call the Shechina, build such relations between us in
Buongiorno Rav. Quando sentiamo un senso di connessione.
Hello Rav.
Ora in preparazione del
when we feel connection.
Per trovare come aggiungere per
in the preparation for the Congress right now, how can we act in order to rise to the next degree?
This is the question, really. How can we act in order to rise to the next degree, to the revelation of the Creator, to the created being, which is really the beginning of the ladder of degrees? From that first state of the revelation of the Creator, we will begin to rise higher and higher on all of the letters of the rungs of the ladder until the end of correction. In this ladder, there are 125 degrees. There's a lot written about that. But the most important for us is to enter the first degree. What is that first degree? Each and every degree that I step on, what does it mean that I step on it? As much as my will to receive exists, now it's revealed, and as much as I am in a will to bestow above the will to receive, this is considered that I'm stepping on that degree. And then a greater will to receive is revealed to me, and I also elevate myself above it in my will to bestow. And this is how it is with each and every degree. And the coarseness, the desire in each and every degree helps me to build the ascent upon it so that I use it in order to build precisely my degree of bestowal, my need for bestowal, the character of bestowal. This is how I do it. So we need to see in all of these states where it is difficult for us, we feel that we're being rejected each and every day, each and every morning, a few times a day, it becomes revealed to us that we don't want connection, we don't need it. So we have to see in that help, specifically, that each time when forces that hinder us are revealed, it is actually
good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, dear friends.
Morning, Rav. Friends, a question from my ten.
Friends, how can we add extra bestow to Creator? Thank you.
If we bestow to friends, and what can we add and bestow to the Creator?
Through bestowal to the friends, we can gather all of our acts of bestowal between us, which is already called a ten. It's not that each one wants to bestow to the others. That is not a ten yet. These are just people, individuals, but when we begin through the mutual bestowal between us to bestow to the Creator, that we want to bestow to the Creator, how do I bestow to the Creator? First of all, in that I help the friends to turn to Him. When I care that they will all be turning to the Creator. they will be free to turn to Him. I care for it. They will turn to the Creator, that they will be concerned about the connection with Him, that they will ask of Him, so that we will do it together as much as possible, that each one will care for the other, that specifically we will connect specifically on that, around that. Then it turns out that we all connect as though we are one man, truly, as though we are one man, because I care for all of these pieces, all these parts that are in the friends. These are my parts, and all of us care for the connection between us, that it will be directed to the Creator, so that we will raise our deficiency to the Creator. So it turns out that we have reached a state where we have already built a deficiency that is that incorporates our individual desires. Each one cares for the others. That is, it's not that we are in the 10, we are joining together 10 deficiencies together. No, these are not 10 deficiencies together. It's that each one cares for the others to be connected, and that they will come closer to the Creator. This is an entirely different connection than in some ordinary group. That is, the connection between us is a connection in that each one cares that the others will connect and will turn to the Creator. And he supports that, as Rabash writes in his social articles. That way, with this mutual concern, we build our common desire and our common deficiency and our common hope, so that it all comes together and it connects until it becomes as one. And at that moment, when we connect as one, then the Creator comes and He's revealed between us. That's it. And then we feel that He is revealed. That connection between us, when each one was concerned about the others, that they will connect and they will turn to the Creator, and that this will be His entire desire, that I care for the friends, that they will connect, and they will connect with the Creator, and this way each one cares that the others will connect and will connect with the Creator, and He supports it, and He does it, and He hurts about it. He is truly sick, ill, sick about with this. And this is how we cause the connection of these desires, these deficiencies towards the Creator, that they're all directed and they reach a single heart, as we call it. And in it, if we reach such a state, immediately the Creator is revealed.
Yeah.
That's it. And then we feel Him. And He tells us, where are you? I was waiting for you for such a long time. Finally, you're here, etc. And we are rewarded with such a welcome.
How can the concerns of each and every friend about the advancement of the friends become something common, something one?
When I care for all of the friends, not for myself, but rather for all of the friends, like a father towards his children, that they will get along, they will connect, they will succeed in discovering the Creator, and they'll be filled by Him through equivalence of form. And this is how it is with each and every one. Then specifically in that concern, we connect.
But how does it become one thing?
Because each one is concerned with the others. He comes out of himself. And he discovers that in his concern for the others, he's actually concerned with the essence of the 10. And this is how we connect. Everyone connects in the center of the 10.
This one thing is felt by everyone?
Well, it's on the way, yes. In the transition to the next degree, it will be felt as one.
Rav, מה זה אומר לדאוג שהחברים יפנו לבורא?
What does it mean to care that the friends will turn to the Creator?
To care that they will all be connected, and you just want that, only the connection between them, like a kindergarten teacher caring for the little children. That's it. As it says, concern in men's heart. This is actually what sustains this connection. So this is how each and every one of us has to care that his friends will connect so much so that in the mutual bestowal between them, they will already equalize with the Creator in some form, to some extent. That's the first spiritual degree. Mutual bestowal. We need to depict to ourselves more clearly what are the conditions for the ascent for the first spiritual degree. That we are in mutual bestowal to one another. That we are in a disposition, in connection, in mutual help, so much so that the force of bestowal truly, to some extent, dwells among us, or at least the deficiency for that dwells among us, and then the upper light influences us, bestows to us according to our deficiency to be interconnected mutually. And it helps us. It performs its action of connecting us. This is called the Lord will finish for me. The Creator will finish for me. He establishes for us this vessel. And after that, he clothes in it. He is revealed. What does it mean he is revealed? We, from the side of the vessel, have reached a state where we discover such a connection of such mutual bestowal, mutual help, that this is already in the quality of the Creator, to the smallest extent, but still something.
And this is called turning to the Creator?
No, to turn to the Creator, we're turning for help. Here, I was already talking about the revelation of the Creator.
Excerpt number two. Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
This is clear to us. That only on the condition that each one diminishes himself and he annuls himself towards the others, by that he prepares himself for spirituality to the extent that he lowers his head, he's willing to help the others, he's willing to truly be as a carpet before them, truly let them step on him so long as they will rise to spirituality, as much as a person is ready, willing to do that for the others, and this also has to do or relates to external acts of bestowal, external actions of this world, and also how much he tries in his inner sensation, his inner devotion. Accordingly, one brings himself closer to the spiritual vessel through an almond. The spiritual vessel is entirely where one shows himself through an almond towards everyone. And this relates to the actions of Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, restriction, screen, and reflected light, etc., above the force of reception. As much as one can rise and bestow to the friends above his force of reception, this actually is his spiritual effort. According to that, he builds the spiritual vessel. And of course, each time we will discover greater disturbances in order to build above them an even greater inclination towards spirituality. And that way, more and more and more, until he reaches the threshold, the first spiritual condition, that up to here, let's say, if he received a certain sum total called a quota of disturbances, and he overcomes them, and he does prefer to be in bestowal above reception, then it is considered that the entrance to the upper world. PT 10.
Is there a difference between a voluntary act of annulment or trying to annul one against the desire?
It's the same thing, isn't it, Marik?
That's the point, because we say an act of annulment, but I can never annul, I can only try to annul.
Yes, but you're trying. Of course, you can't do it by yourself. You need the Creator to do it for you. But nevertheless, the work is your work, it's your effort. You never have the power of bestow, the power to overcome. In our world, it seems to us that we have our own forces, right? But in spirituality, no. In spirituality, we always remain as a point. And upon this point, an egoistic will to receive is revealed on the one hand. On the other hand, an altruistic, as we call it, desire to bestow. And this is how we build ourselves, through the right combination between the will to receive and the will to bestow.
No, Kiev.
Oh, well, Kiev.
Yeah,
inside this annulment of one before a friend, you said that we're building a spiritual vessel, and each time we rise above the will to receive that was given to us. This spiritual vessel, does it include egoistic desire or something we build above it?
The spiritual vessel includes within it the egoistic desire, also the rejection between us. And when I, above this force of rejection, ask, I demand, I find the force of connection and bestowal. And with the two of them, as coarseness, restriction, screen, and reflected light, it all enters this one spiritual vessel. I'm specifically standing upon the coarseness, upon my egoistic desire. And out of it, I make the restriction and I rise to a excerpt number 3. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since that is against our nature, we need a society that, so that everyone will form a great force so that we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force so that one can fight against himself, since each one is incorporated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. And to be incorporated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each one seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
Ken.
Yeah, meaning we need to understand that the soul devotion towards the connection with the friends is what I need to give. Only to that I need to aim myself, and I need to invest only in that. And the conditions that we have today, where we see our friends scattered across computer screens, individual computer screens, as we see it now, this is, we have to accept it, that it's given to us to see it, that I see so many groups before me, so many forms. It's all in order to make it easier for us and more correct, so we could aim ourselves towards a connection between us. It's truly like that. Specifically in this way, when I see so many friends and they're not next to me, where I have to annul certain corporeal things between us, rather I can aim myself at the inner connection between us, more from heart to heart. In this way, I am closer to the spirit.
It sounds like there are no words for it, really, but what exactly connects between us? What exactly should we care about?
What connects between us are the Reshimot from the broken vessel called Adam, Adam Arishon. Arishon, the first, meaning the system used to be whole and then it shattered.
And
we need to return these Reshimot into a single system where all of us are interconnected. That's it. When this system returns, when those desires, they go back to being together, they're called Shechina. A place, desires, broken desires, that are connected, and in the connection between them, the Creator is revealed according to the degree of connection between the broken desires who want to connect above their shattering between them. Then the Creator is revealed according to the intensity of the egoistic desires and the intensity of the connection above their ego, how they were able to connect. So according to the gap between the shattering and the correction, the upper light is revealed. It's laws like in physics. The more resistance we have for connection, and how as much as there is connection above that resistance, then the result of this tension produces the revelation of the Creator. It's like in electricity. Those are simple laws.
Carmel. Carmel.
Good morning. How is it manifested that a friend sees himself as higher than the friends, and how can we help him as a 10?
Egoistic forms, we can identify in each and every one because it's familiar to us from our own forms, our own manifestations. These egoistic forms can be clarified because we know it from within ourselves, how much we hate them, we dislike them. And it's possible that we are not looking at it, but we're looking at how these forms are hindering our connection because they hinder the revelation of the Creator between us in mutual bestowal. Meaning we have to help one another. Typically, the help is in the form of an example, without much talk. An example. Each one has to show the other how much he's trying to invest himself in the ten. It's not always possible. It's highly dependent on a person's nature and the nature of his participation in the society, but nevertheless, he has to show his willingness to be in the society, connected with them. Yeah, we continue.
There is a special power in the adhesion of the friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Therefore, each one is incorporated with the powers of the other. And by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
This is something unique that is not present in any other corporeal phenomenon, that by connecting, each one is incorporated in the other, and everyone together is incorporated in each one. Meaning each one becomes like Adam HaRishon, each one. And this is the special result of the shattering of the vessel from Adam HaRishon. Why did the Creator shatter it? Since through the shattering, when we connect together above our egos, then each one of us acquires intensity, the connection, the mind, the intellect, all the good phenomena from everyone. Each and every part of the broken vessel becomes like the entire broken vessel, like the entire corrected vessel. Meaning each part acquires both the shattering and the vessel and becomes as Adam HaRishon, or like Adam HaRishon, each one from the broken vessel. That can explain us a little bit the necessity for building the vessel, for shattering it, and then for correcting it. Because then each and every individual soul becomes like the entire vessel, like a general soul. So it turns out that we have an integral level of the entire vessel that the Creator created in a complete way. You can't imagine it because each one of us receives a desire, a deficiency, the ability to discover the Creator entirely. And he truly attains it. That's what's ahead of us in the end of correction.
Czechoslovak.
Dear Rav, you answered just now, but how to imagine that in a spiritual world is everything connected, and especially how to see connection of friends in turn?
We'll discover that we're all connected and we don't need to do anything toward that, only to remove our ego that hinders us, hinders our effort to see the complete picture, the complete connection. We don't need anything else other than that, just to remove the ego that prevents us from seeing the true form where we're all of us are already in, connected together, and the shattering is taking place in, I would say, a psychological way. That's, our ego was created so we'd be able to understand, to discern as light excels from darkness, that we are in a state of connection. And I don't think there ever was a broken state. And we had nothing of all that difficulty and problem and everything. It's all only so we would understand more, feel more, the perfect state.
Привет, Раф.
Привет.
Искам да попитам, как става така, че трябва да изгорим своето его, да го анулираме, за да разкрием...
How does it happen that we need to nullify the ego in order to reveal that we're connected? And at the same time, we say that the ego remains.
We're canceling the intention in order to receive. That's it. And we want to make it neutral, the will to receive, or even in order to bestow. To the contrary of itself. That's what we do. The will to receive itself does not disappear. It's the creation. You can't cancel it, the will to receive itself, but rather only the intention that you use it with for your own benefit versus for the benefit of others.
If
then already it doesn't need to be called an ego, the desire is neutral. So why do we say that the ego remains?
No, the desire to receive is the desire to receive. Upon it, the intention for oneself is done in order to receive. That's called the klipa. But the desire to receive is my nature. If it were to disappear, I wouldn't feel myself. I wouldn't feel reality. I wouldn't feel anything. The desire to receive, it helps me feel myself and the world and the Creator even. Everything that's in me and outside of me, I feel in my desire to receive. Now the question is, how am I impressed by that which I feel inside my desire to receive? internally, externally. How am I impressed by it in order to enjoy from it myself or in order to delight others? This is the difference between the Creator and the created being. The Creator wants to start with the creature, wants to enjoy himself, and the Creator wants to delight others. And this is where we need to try and change ourselves from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That's the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning all together the number, a number of means that help us change our intention from looking and being aimed towards ourselves or looking and aimed towards the benefit of others. That's it.
Още един другар иска да зададе въпрос. Може ли?
Another friend wants to ask if we can.
Раф, в грижата за другар необходимо ли е да има друго, освен молитва за съединение с десятката?
In the worry for the friend, is there need to be something besides a prayer for connection with the ten?
The concern for the friend needs to be expressed only in us helping him feel that we have, well, we have two things, to connect in the ten and to reveal the Creator inside the ten. Meaning to correct the kli, connect in the ten, and to reveal the Creator inside the ten and receive the light. That's all. Those are two actions that we need all together. And this is how we need to help each other.
And hearing to the friends in the ten. That's what I need to focus on, and then through that, I will reach adhesion with the force of the entire society, and also the force of the entire society. I'll feel it through my ten.
Yes, only through your ten, no matter what. Also, the end of correction you will receive through your ten.
So I can't receive a force from the society directly.
No, how can you be connected to the society altogether without a ten? Explain to me how that's possible. It's not according to the structure of the system of reality, where you're connected to a certain part of it, and you need to connect to this part, and to awaken it, to vitalize it, and this part should start connecting to the bigger parts, and they will be bigger to, from there to the bigger ones, until you come to a state in which you feel the whole system. This is the only way it works. We are in a system, and you can't cancel it.
Is it okay that I'm only engaged in my ten?
For the time being, yes.
Rav, buongiorno. Che cosa significa mescolarsi con la forza degli amici e da cosa dipende?
What does it mean to incorporate with the force of the friends? What is it dependent on?
To incorporate with the force of the friends depends on the extent in which I understand that this is the way for the correction of my soul. Even egotistically, where if I need to correct my soul is the ten. And then I need to incorporate in it. And to present it from myself to the Creator. And then the Creator is revealed in the ten towards me. And this is how I reveal the Creator inside the Shekhinah, inside the Kli, inside the tent. There's no other way to connect to the Creator besides the tent. And every single day you need again and again to convince yourself in this. Because these are new reshimot every moment that are being revealed. And we need to understand that this is the correction.
No. Tov.
Okay.
Beseder.
Once again, excerpt 5. It is known that in every 10, the Shekhinah, divinity, dwells. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there is a head and hands, legs and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in the society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, this makes the gates of abundance and all lushness in the world open up to them. And it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as nothing and as a heel.
There are no questions. Nice. So we are continuing onwards. Yes, Gilad.
What does it mean that all is continued, all is drawn the most through the person who is regarded as nothing and a heel? We all do the work.
But each who, that can nullify himself more is considered the foundation, the malchut of the whole society. And by that, everyone enters into competition. As lower as a person can be and can nullify before the society, then by that, the whole society can benefit and grow. And that's where the competition is. Yes.
It's a bit odd, this word competition here, because everyone is surely doing the maximum, right?
That's one will help his friend in such a way where I envy others, where it seems to me that others are much greater. They're annulling themselves, they're bestowing to everyone, and where am I? This is called one will help his friend. Please.
Once again, excerpt 6. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So, each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. From Bala Sulam, 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written and breathed into his nostrils, the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one.
Hear this now.
As in Adam HaRishon, since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of body of each person
in the desire to receive.
In other words, First, the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul. And by the force of Torah and mitzvot, commandments, the body is cleansed. And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him.
Yes, nice. But there are no words for this. It's until we receive the first feeling of what spirituality is, we won't be able to depict to ourselves how it could be that there are many people and one, how it could be many souls and one, how this integrality takes place where everything connects to one thing. It's, we won't be able to.
Rab, shalom. ¿Qué es la sensación de la espiritualidad?
What is the sensation of spirituality?
The feeling of spirituality is where we are in one world and we all belong to one force. And between us, there is no clash, but rather we all attribute ourselves to the same one upper force called the Creator, which created us and sustains us, keeps us. That is all. It's from this that the spiritual feeling comes from there. And then, of course, the result of this is where a person truly changes. Imagine to yourselves that we now are receiving a fact where it's like in our feeling now that we all belong to one root and it manages us, controls us, and we all accordingly start to feel how close we are to one another, belong to one another, and from this we can determine our advancing spiritual states. That's how it is. Well, what can we do? We have Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, אנחנו למדנו היום על הביטול.
Rav, we learned today about nullification. What does it mean to be nullification during the course of the Congress?
During the convention, it's much more important than any given day to be an annulment because I'll tell you, during the convention, what's special is that nevertheless many more people that connect regularly in the morning, that includes women and men, and those who are more distant, includes those that are and are not in our lessons. There is nevertheless a much greater force. Also those external people that we don't feel and see and don't even count them usually, but they're with us from very far circles. And there's many thousands of additional connections. So there's a great intensity in our vessel. And the more we, the internal part of the vessel, will be connected together and want to be in one kli, then that one kli will define also the form of connection to us from all the external circles of ours, and we will be able to influence the world in a very meaningful way.
Meaning that in the Congress, the self-nullification is more internal work?
Yes, of course. much more internal work, and we need to be ready for this. We need to understand this, and this is how we will, this is how we advance.
Excerpt number 7. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
Yes, again.
Again, excerpt 7. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes in his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
Yes.
No questions. Well, if there are no questions, then we'll move onwards. Or maybe there are. Ashkelon 2.
Love of friends, is nullification enough? Or do we need a screen too?
No, this is according to the degree. All the spiritual rules, laws, come from the moment that we want to enter into relations between us and with the Creator until the end of correction. Don't think that it ends. Don't think that you're 10. It's a few degrees that you're going through first grade and second grade already. There's no 10. And so on. It extends and continues to the end of correction. And in the last moment of the end of correction, you will see how difficult it is for you to connect with your friends, where you couldn't imagine to yourself how each and every one of them is such an egoist. And he's standing with a knife behind his back, kind of like he's holding like that. And everyone is thinking how they can kill you and how it's a true disaster. Where are all the klipot revealed? They're revealed between the friends. The whole world of klipot is revealed between the friends. All the worst possible things, hell, that is all between the friends. There is no more. There is no room for anything worse. I see that Latin 8 is very happy by that. Yes? That there is such an opportunity to slaughter your friend. Okay.
Can
you continue asking, Rav?
Yes?
Question is simply, maybe I didn't ask it right. In nullification, are we connecting through that? The nullification itself forms connection?
Annulment is not connection. Annulment is like restriction, where I cancel my ego. But then the question is, so by what will I connect if not with the ego? I don't have anything. So I ask for the reforming light to come and invert for me the part of my ego to bestow. That's already called receiving in order to bestow. I already need to be in vessels of bestowal in practice in order to connect. That will come. That will come. We just more and more need to incorporate ourselves with what we're reading now.
בסדר. חיפה פרי.
אוקיי.
בוקר טוב. מה הכוונה של המילה פה?
Good morning. What is the intention in the word here, forced? What does he mean by that here?
It means that he must, he is obliged to disclose the love in his heart towards his friends. He must disclose it in practice. That's it. Because by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too. So they too would feel that each of them is practicing in love of friends. And the benefit from that is that each will feel that the others are engaging in love of friends. And by this, he receives a more forcefully the force to be able to integrate in each other. Because the force of love in each of them is integrated, meaning there's an incorporation, not of the egoistic forces that each sees the other and then it becomes sharper and crueler. On the contrary, each sees how the friends are overcoming themselves and want to disclose this attitude, this connection, this love towards others. So he too is incorporated in it. If we could now connect between us in a minimal way, in such a way that each shows to the others how he wants to be in love, how he's drawn to it, how his whole hope is, how should we say this? Well, yes, maybe his yearning, his longing, then we would already be immediately in the field. To grow a little. And Rav, we wanted to ask you a question because you mentioned this line when we talked about in the preparation. I learned a lot from my teachers and even more from my friends. And actually, what can we actually receive from the time that we're together? I'm talking especially on this meeting on Saturday, which is a tens meeting. It's just us. It's not you. It's not a gathering of friends. It's a meeting where we're going to lift each other up, to strengthen each other. What can we actually receive when we don't, which we don't receive from you?
From me, you receive only direction, guidance. Truly so. But all the progress towards that same direction, you perform only in the connection between you. And thus it's very important. As much as you give that importance to hear what the Rav says, because that's the direction on the path to go this way or that. But to perform actions that Rav is recommending is possible only with the assistance of the friends. Through that, we get the assistance of the Creator, and that's how we progress. So there are two matters. We must listen to Rav's advice and to perform them in the connection with the friends. Whoever understands this and does this in a manner that he doesn't get out of this lane, he succeeds. There are many disturbances, obstacles, also towards Rav, but especially towards the friends. We need to make an effort to rise above them. Truly, to rise. I mean, first of all, we're on the path. We're advancing. The progress is good. It's nice. Of course, we want more, but we don't understand just how much our vessels are heavy. We're the last generation, friends. The last generation. Each one has such an ego that you haven't even begun yet to become familiar with it. And so we need to be aided by patience, drop by drop, accumulates to a big sum, and gradually we will reach it. But advice, direction from Rav, and realization between the friends, and we will succeed. And so surely I recommend to you
after you understand the direction and you hear this guidance, this direction from me, perform it only with the friends, only together, only in mutual agreement, mutual direction.